Hey, hello everyone, I hope this works this time. Welcome to this recording. Hopefully we are recording. I've had a few issues the last time I tried doing this. I hope my voice is coming through clearly. I don't know. Anyways, today I will be covering a game which I have actually been playing for a very long time, nearly a year now, called Sketchbook Your World. Now let's just call it Scrolling Battles again. Anyway, Sketchbook Your World, also known as SBYW, is a multiplayer builder game where you can build your own maps, make them practically anything you like, exploration, you can even make obstacle courses called challenge maps and much more. You can play this for free. There is a paid account feature, but it's not at all needed to play. You'll just get more stuff with a paid account. As I say, I have been playing this game. I'm very familiar with this game. It has been something I have been doing for a long time. So I just figured I'd demo it. I also got requested to do so, and I just figured it would be fun, you know, playing some Sketchbook Your World on YouTube. I thought that would be really cool. So this game, first off, is developed by Inns Productions, or rather, it was originally developed by Mason Armstrong, and then got sold to Inns Productions, I believe, quite a long time ago now, and now it's being maintained by them. Originally, I believe it was made in 2017 or something like that, so it's actually been lasting quite a while, but I am not exactly sure on this, so please don't quote me on that. I don't even know when this game was made. Anyway, it was either made in like the end of 2016 or early 2017 is what I heard from somebody. But anyway, that's not important. Sorry, I'm obsessed with this stuff. Anyways, SBYW.exe. Let's run this. Also, I hope my speech is slow enough. Anyway, let's
Sketchbook,
go.
Your world, 5.2.5.4.
Okay.
Main menu.
Start. Oh, there we go. Alright, so.
Multiplayer game end.
Why is it playing that music? Oh.
Test browser available, download preferences E.
Oh, I forgot I was using another sound set, I guess you'd say, but for this video,
I'll just switch to default.
Because you have sound packs now in SBYW, and players can make their own. I was using a.
Enable, ask to add new audio when the new speech change sounds, it sets speech out, change log output for the change voice pack, but mode plus E.
Change voice pack.
Select the voice pack default. Build the voice change to the default voice pack. Change skin, but mode. Select the default. Change to the default skin. Change to the
default.
Compile skin, compile voice pack. Clear settings and resave settings, but mode cancel, but mode save settings, but mode plus S.
Save settings. There we go. That's done. I'm sorry about that, guys. I forgot. Anyways, we're in the main menu now. This is the original main menu music.
Multiplayer game.
So I'll just arrow through here. Multiplayer game, which is how you sign in.
Test speaker orientation.
Test speakers. Let's go through this.
Testing speakers. Left speaker. Right speaker.
Oh no.
Center.
Wasn't the hook and the landing sound at the same time?
Multiplayer game. Test speaker orientation. Preferences E.
Preferences, let's go through here.
Preferences dialog, enable voice chat checkbox, check out plus E.
Enable voice chat, that's for voice chatting, you can voice chat in this game.
Enable braille output checkbox on check out plus E.
Braille output.
Require holding the voice chat key checkbox, check out plus H.
That means that it determines whether or not you have to press and hold O when you're recording a voice chat message. As in, if you'd have this on, you have to press and hold O all the time as you talk. When you release O, it will stop recording. Or you can make it so that you tap O to start, then tap O to again to end. But I like this as is. Anyways.
Make signs loop in maps. Uncheck this box for signs to play only via steps. Check box, check out plus G.
Make signs loop. This is something which depends on whether the sign sound will constantly play or if it'll only play when you step. I have it to constantly playing.
Make doors move and max. Check this box for doors to play only via steps. Check box check alt plus D.
Does the same for doors.
Play beacons at random pitches for each player. Check box checked.
Beacons at random pitches. You can have beacon sounds for when players are near you and this chooses whether or not to, I guess, set a random pitch. I like it as is because when there are multiple people on a map, it plays really different pitched beeps. It's hilarious. Anyway.
Play sounds when map is loading. Checkbox checked.
Play sounds when map is loading.
Reload all ambiences into memory on map load. May introduce initial lag when map loads, but may improve performance in the actual map. Checkbox on check alt plus R.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory.
Enable caching in large maps. May accentuate jerky movement. Checkbox checked. Enable streaming audio instead of loading. Checkbox checked. Enable playback of music in maps. Checkbox checked. Alt plus M. Enable auditory progress indicators when loading maps. Checkbox checked. Enable auditory beeps when navigating buffers. Checkbox unchecked.
Wait, what should I turn that off? I want that on.
Check.
There we go.
Ask to exit when pressing escape. Checkbox check alt plus X.
Ask to escape when pressing X. That's extremely useful because I don't want to accidentally log off the game.
Mute audio when the game is not in focus. Checkbox on check alt plus M.
Mute audio when the game is not in focus. That's pretty cool.
Mute speech when the game is not in focus. Checkbox on check alt plus M.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Change sound system button alt plus U.
Sound system? What is that?
Set speech output mode button alt plus P.
Speech output mode does just support Microsoft SAPI, but I have a chat screen reader and I like it that way.
Change log output directory button alt plus L.
Log output directory, I believe this is for where the game saves the logs of all that happened. I like it where it is again.
Change voice pack button alt plus D.
Change voice pack, this is the sound pack feature which I will be talking about later.
Change skin button alt plus K.
Skin does the same thing.
Compile skin button.
Similar. Also, I apologize for that background noise. Compile skin, that's not important.
Compile voice pack button. Clear settings and reset game to level the box state button.
Clears. I'm not sure if that clears your online data as well, and I really don't want to find out.
Save settings button alt plus S.
Just saying.
Option save.
Main menu. I am not clicking that. Anyway.
Preferences.
Back to the main menu.
Browse available downloads.
Preferences. Browse available downloads. This is for downloading packs. Again, I'll get to these packs later.
Reset and re-download all sounds are.
Reset and re-download all sounds. Okay, that's cool.
XX.
If something happens with your sounds. So that's the main menu. Pretty self-explanatory most of it. Let's go to multiplayer menu. Alright, multiplayer games.
Sign in as.
You have sign in.
Sign in as.
Sign in as. I'm not sure what that's used for because I don't think you're allowed to have multiple accounts in here. I think it's against the rules.
New account.
New account. Again, why does it ask you for a new account when you already have one? I thought that was against the rules. Yeah, it is against the rules. I don't know why this is left in. Anyways.
Request a password reset key.
Request a password reset key. That's for when you forget your password.
Enter a password reset key.
Enter a password reset key. This is where you enter one and you can change your password.
Back key.
And back.
Sign in.
Now let's just go with sign in.
Connecting. Logging in. You are a map evaluator. Type slash available for help. Map evaluator caveat appears. Welcome to SDYW. Server version 5.1.1. Type slash changes okay. For what's new. Server message. Hey everyone. Hope you're enjoying the update. If you have any questions, please do not forget to send them along using the slash record command. If you have any issues with the game, type slash news report for a bug reporter. Slash feedback submits any idea you may have to the developers. If you wish to see more server commands, type slash help. This connection is sponsored by Token Leaky. Looks like you're a paid player. Thanks for your contribution to the game. Important sign.
Okay, we just got hit by a flood of messages in there. But let's start at the beginning. First of all, welcome me to the game. So the map evaluator, that's a staff position, that's, I'll touch on that in a moment. But anyway, first it sent me the connect staff, thank me for having a paid account, blah blah blah. Then it reads out the server message every time you connect, so that's cool. But yeah, a lot of that was just self-explanatory. The disconnection sponsored by picks a random player in the paid accounts list and makes like them sponsor your connection every time you log in. I mean, it says this connection is sponsored by and then picks a random player from the list. I don't think that means that like it actually is sponsored by them. It doesn't have to be, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, we are now in the main map, or rather,
important side of Techie's main.
In Techie's main. Now, in SPYW, you have worlds. I did not put any water here, and I wish I did. All stalking is interesting. No, it's definitely not here. Anyways, sorry about that. Just give me a second. See if I can find some. There we go. Got some water. There we go. Sorry, I really should have prepared better. I usually do. Anyways, I was saying, we're on the main map of SBYW now. This game has like worlds. And a world is a map where you're on when you're not. Or most of the game really, because this is your main map, this is where you go when you quit other maps, this is where you can access the server side main menu, and you can also just explore. Worlds, we have a whole bunch of worlds. They are exploration maps, usually big maps, so you can like explore your world. Techie's Main is huge and I love it, that's why I'm here. Anyways, let us see what's around. If you can't hear much right now, there is the main room ambience, but my own microphone stuff is probably drowning that out, for which I apologize. Anyway, there is an important sign here. It's not really a sign anymore, it's a story text thingy. Signs are different, but whatever. It's an important message, I guess, which you can press enter to read.
Hello, welcome to this map, and for that matter, welcome to SBYW. This game is about building maps, exploring, and just overall getting creative. Reading the readme is highly recommended, and if there are still questions about the game, there are usually people or admins online to help you. If you type /help, you will get a list of commands to get you started. Have fun. Press enter to continue the information about this map or escape to exit. A note about this map was and still is a public project built by me, Techcomer, also Techcomer 2, on this game back when it was scrolling battles. However, it remains abandoned for over a year and now is being updated again. If you, as a player, have any concerns at all regarding the map and its development, please DM them to Techcomer. Press enter to continue. Warning, this is a really big map, therefore loading times might be longer than expected on some computers. And aside, there are quite a few hidden secrets here to find. Do keep in mind though that this is a remake in progress, so there may be bugs and broken stuff. I'm sorry in advance for any errors that might slap you in the face. Press enter to continue. Map tip, if you wish to see what destinations are available, you may wish to walk upstairs and to the left where there is a travel port. From there, you can instantly travel to various places around the map. Have fun.
Alright, that was an intro to the game and the map. Okay, now I'm gonna walk. This is a 2D map, by the way. You can have 2D and 3D maps. So I'm gonna walk to the right with my right arrow. 2D means side scroller, by the way, not top down.
The main cabin. Near stairs.
Near stairs.
Stairs between the first and second floors. So go to the basement. Walk down. The.
Yeah. Okay.
Near stairs.
But then in that case, techie, the zone is flawed because it says staircase leading to first and second floor. It doesn't mention the basement. Anyways.
The main cabin. Your stairs. The main cabin.
So these are zones that you're seeing. And that beeping sound is my sonar telling me when the platform changes.
Carpet 5. 2 feet.
Right. So that is how you can move. You can also jump by pressing space. And climb with the up arrow. Climbing. Also, you can hold control while moving to run. So, like, now I'm walking. Now I'm running. Anyways. So, instead of explaining a bunch of these myself, I'm actually going to go through an extremely helpful tutorial here, because I suck at explaining things, and tutorials do a much better job than me, and probably more
challenge map, official maps.
Thorough. Before that though, I will be going over the server side main menu. I forgot about that.
Main menu.
So if you press enter in the main menu zone, which every world will have one, or if you type /main into the chat box, which also I'll be covering in a second. But yeah, if you do that, it will bring you to this menu.
Challenge maps.
You have challenge maps. So there's challenge. challenge maps. Also, there was somebody coming online.
Unofficial maps.
The unofficial maps. The
pinned maps.
Pinned maps.
My contributions.
Contributions. Which are the maps you work on. Pinned maps are the maps which are... I guess the maps which... admins... yeah, admins think
my
are...
business administrator got him for a site of down the stairs and out of sight.
Okay. Used to... pin maps are the maps which are especially useful. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Store,
which is where you can buy stuff, and you do have coins, by the way.
Teams,
that's where you can do team races. I won't be showing those off this time around, I don't think. But that's basically where you and other players can get on a team map and race each other.
Select your world.
Select your world. This is about world, which I just spoke about a moment ago.
Options menu.
Options menu, that brings you to the options which we've covered.
List advertisements.
List advertisements. This game does have ads, but I don't think there are any around right now.
Sorry, no advertisements found. Feel free. Sorry, no advertisements found. Feel free to submit one.
Okay.
Challenge max. Teams, select the options menu, list advertisements, submit an ad for review, cost 10 SBYW credits.
Submit an ad for review, cost 10 SBYW credits, which cost $1 each.
File payment dispute, only use this option if you have purchased credits.
Right.
Build a new map.
Build a new map, this is self-explanatory.
Change nickname.
Change nickname, auto self-explanatory. Oh, sorry guys, sorry about that. Auto self-explanatory, I was saying.
Go AFK.
Go AFK, that's where the game tells you. Here, AFK.
Delete your account.
Delete your account, which again self-explanatory.
Log out.
And log out.
Challenge max.
And then loops. Alright, so that's the main menu. Now, before we do anything else, I want to also go over the a few more things. Firstly,
4:34 p.m.
Oh, 4:34. Okay. Firstly, the buffers which. Through which all your information from the game comes.
All 13.
So all that has 13 items.
Chat dialogue. Entry cancelled. Map welcome. This connection is sponsored by Token Leap.
All that stuff. Also, I'm doing this by going pressing the left and right brackets.
Chats muted 4.
Chats muted 4. So there have been 4 chats, and I've muted them. You can press F5 to mute a buffer and comma and full stop to navigate it. So I can do...
Chats unmuted. Select the new save voice.
Oops.
Chats muted.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Misc 13.
Misc.
Clear events muted 6.
Clear events.
Speech history muted. One map evaluation empty.
Speech history
map
and
empty.
A special map evaluation. I think that's only for staff members though. I think. I don't know if players get it. Anyway, I think that's just an evaluated thing. There is also a PM buffer, but since it's empty, it's not showing up for me. Also, there's a map chats buffer, but again, these are empty, so it's not showing them up or making them show up. Yeah. But all these are pretty self-explanatory. So let's start here by talking about the chat box.
Chats muted 4.
I will be unmuting chats, and this we can see what we're doing. And now, to enter the chat box, you press
chat dialogue. Enter your
slash.
Chat line blank.
And then you can enter what you would like to show. Like, I'll say, hello.
Hello, this is a test chat. Hey, this is a test. Hello, this is a test chat. Blank.
Alright, that is that, and then we can also press tab in here to do
send to list public chat.
This asks where you want to send this. You can send it to public chat,
map chat,
map chat,
map
or any PM conversations chat. That are going on at the moment.
Send message button plus S, cancel button plus enter your public chat.
And then the
cancel
and send message button, but you can also just hit enter through in this.
Cabula. Hello, this is a test chat.
There we go. And now it shows my chat. You can
hello.
You can also do a thing in chat. You
chat
can
enter your public chat. You
open chat and type slash new and then say like anything. That will say put the player name, well, slash me. So if you type, let's say, slash me stand or slash me sit or whatever, it will do Kavya stands or Kavya sits in this case. So that's useful for kind of role play stuff. Those games doesn't really have that, but yeah. I will actually be doing my test on map chat instead of chat because
chat dialogue. Enter your map chat,
they won't be disturbing anybody else that way. Just do. Why not? So that's how that works. If you type slash me space, then whatever you want to do, it works like that. Oops, didn't mean to do that. But that's the other thing. If you press control slash, it tells you who is on, how many people are online. I actually have a very bad habit of checking this like repeatedly. And I probably have done this already, but it's just subconscious habit now. I don't know why. Anyways, that is the basics. As I said, I will be going through, since we have a very great tutorial here, which I will be taking because it will help me explain everything. But I will just be going through it fast because I don't have a great amount of time right now.
Music list, ultimate SDY double, medieval law, ultimate SDY double, challenge tutorial, high school, he was 4 and 2 more, 11 likes, updated 6 weeks ago.
Yes, this thing. It's a great tutorial and a great help. Anyway, let's
go. Welcome to SDYW, press enter to continue. SDYW is a game where you can complete challenges for coins, explore maps designed for exploration, and build your own maps of either type. I'm your professor and will be showing you all sorts of cool things we put in our maps. The purpose of this tutorial is to teach you about some popular things we build into our maps. Walk forward, using right arrow until you are on the first floor. You can also press D, which brings up the object menu and track the item you're after. You may require some items to complete this map. Please see the levels to make sure that you have everything you need.
Right.
If you step on a paper tile that is a store, you can read it by pressing enter. Paper tiles will have important information for each level, so make sure you read them.
I will be also explaining more things, but we'll go with this for now.
Level 1, checkpoint.
What?
There's a piece of paper here. Maybe you should read it. You can do this by pressing enter. Ultimate SDYW
right.
Checkpoints are basically objects that say where you are on the map. Map authors can put them anywhere they wish. If you die, you will return to wherever the checkpoint was. Now walk right to find one. Even there's a...
So this level is based on checkpoints, and that is a checkpoint.
Awesome. Awesome. Up next, we have a checkpoint in the air. Once you hear it above you, you can just jump using the space bar to activate it. Well, might as well get going.
Also, there's music in the background. I will be talking about it.
Now you know what checkpoints are and what they do, it's time to have some fun. Run along and get the checkpoints before you finish the rest of the map.
Okay. I'm just running across the metal platform here. Okay, this in the air. I'm losing. It's kind of hard to tell when they're in the air. But you can of course press B as you can
watch
it. Brings
checkpoint right 5, but 84 right 24 at 99 40. Checkpoint right 5, but 80 40. Floor right 24 at 99 40. Floor right 25 at 140. Floor right 25 at 140. Grizzly disappears. Travel point to main left 32 and below 40 at 43 0.
Right, so that is shows all the
checkpoint
stuff.
Right 5, but 80 40.
You can
checkpoint.
Press enter, and it will start tracking and play a beep that gets faster and faster the closer you are to the item. And if you press Y,
right 5.
It tells you how close you are. If you press Shift Y, it stops tracking. I'm just gonna do that. Oh.
Trick you, this one isn't a checkpoint at all.
Hey, what?
Metal Beat, 190.
Oh, okay. Staircases, okay, let's go. Also, fake checkpoints can be done by sound sources. I'll cover this more in the building part of this.
Stairs are used to let you walk vertically up or down on the map, yet sometimes people like to do interesting things with them. Go ahead and climb that ladder to the right. Use the up and down arrows to climb.
Oh, yes, staircases.
Ultimate SD.
And that is the sonar telling me the staircase.
There, that wasn't so hard, was it? What goes up must come down. Continue and find the next staircase. Pancake. Copy, hello. All pancake pops out of. The next staircase is another one that goes down, but it's pretty long, and climbing down each step is a lot of effort.
It is.
A quicker way to get down there is to just let gravity do the work for you. If you walk off the edge of the staircase, you will begin to fall. You can move laterally while you are in the air, as if you were walking.
That's true.
There's a checkpoint 3 times
but
to the
right
of the staircase. Your goal is to get there either by walking down the slower way or falling the faster but more dangerous way.
Yeah. You do take damage when you fall.
Oh, no.
So
100%, 500 of 500.
I can check my health with H and now
24.4%, 120.
Whoa!
Last stop, however you got here, if you decided to fall from the top of the stairs, you made a pretty sharp impact with the ground.
Exactly.
If it sounded like it hurt you, it did. Press H to check your health. The default starting health is 1000, and you lose more health if you are falling greater distances.
Oh, the game just explained.
Remember, if you die from losing too much health, you will be returned to your previous checkpoint. Funnily enough, if you die from a fall but hit a checkpoint at the same time, you will be returned to that checkpoint after dying, so you won't lose any progress.
Yep, challenge box uses all the time. Not all the time.
So, no faster way to get downstairs. There's also a faster way to get up them, which is jumping. To jump, press the space bar. This next staircase is 50 tiles tall. See how many jumps it takes you to get up to the top, and revel in the amount of time and key presses you save.
That's like 6 jumps. If... Oh, also, you can hold control and up arrow as you jump to go even faster. So if you jump normally.
41, 127 on me. Metal 3, 87 feet.
By the way, I'm checking C to press my coordinates. Pressing C to check my coordinates, I can't speak. Anyway, you jump 5 times up. Now, if you can hold up arrow, or you jump 5 tiles per each jump on staircase.
41, 127 on mean, facing.
Messing everything up. So 127.
41, 134 on mean.
130. So if you hold up arrow as you jump, you go 9. If you hold control and up arrow as you jump,
41, 144 on mean. 41, 153 on mean.
You go, oh no, you go 9 this time. If you go hold up arrow, I think you go 7 or something.
Go to the next level. You can go to the next level. Press enter to read this paper. Even presenter to read this paper.
Can I mention I love this music?
You're now going to learn about basic platforming. There are several tools to help you jump between platforms. One of the most helpful ones is the spire. Walk right to continue.
Right.
Even if you continue right, you'll fall through a hole. There's a platform just a bit to the right of the hole. To see where it is, use shift plus right arrow to use the spire to the right. It will scan in a straight line in the direction of the arrow. If the spire says that there is air 1 foot to the right of you, that means that walking one more tile right will start you falling. So then would be a good time to jump. Jump to the right by pressing space and then holding the right arrow key until you land. Don't work. If the spire says jump to the right by pressing space and then holding the right arrow key until you land, don't worry, the next platform is wide enough that you can't overshoot it.
Yes, overshooting is a big problem.
Checkpoint 3 feet, air.
Not here, but...
Air 4 feet, metal 4, 6 feet. Checkpoint 5, nice jump, the next gap is a good deal wider as you can see from your anti-spire, you'll have to do a running jump to get over it. The do running jump, hold the control key while jumping. See you on the other side.
Yes, I actually did this the other time to out of habit, but...
Air 6 feet, metal 4, 16.
You don't have to. Also!
Air 1 feet, metal 4, 11 feet, checkpoint 17.
You actually don't have to do a running jump here. You can jump up to 12 tiles without a running, and 20 up to 20 tiles with running.
Alright,
so
you got that running jump down pat. A standard jump can move you up to about 10 tiles. A running jump can move you up to 20 tiles, which is a lot of movement in a short time.
Yeah, that is kind of out of date. That's standard something. Because a standard jump can move you 12 tiles. But I really wouldn't suggest doing 11 tile jumps without running because it's really tricky.
The mats aren't as charitable as this one, and so their platforms might be narrower, forcing you to be more precise about your jumping.
Yes, yes, that's very true.
Some maps aren't as charitable as it, some maps. For this reason, there is another tool that is helpful called the Zomar.
Okay, there we go.
Now, to control the Zomar, you use the key Shift plus F2, Shift plus F3, and Shift plus F4. For most platforming tasks, the ideal settings are to set the Zomar to follow you with Shift plus F2 and put it into step mode with Shift plus F3.
I actually have it going in both directions, but.
Do that now.
Okay. I actually have it already set to that, but let me show off the modes here.
Sonar does not follow you, Sonar follows you, Sonar goes in both directions at once. Sonar loop mode, Sonar off.
So we have Sonar off, that's nothing.
Sonar step mode.
Sonar step mode, which means it plays a sound every time you step, that's what I have it set to now. And
Sonar loop mode.
Sonar loop mode, so it constantly plays. So you can hear the air to the left, air to the right, platform faster, you can hear that constantly.
Sonar off, Sonar step mode.
Now,
Sonar does not follow you.
You can set it to... not follow you, so you can face it left, so it will only tell me what's to my left, which is really useful by the way.
Sonar follows you.
So, you control which direction sonar faces by pressing I, J, K and L, and in the case of 3D maps, shift I and shift K for top and bottom. Again, the documentation is good about this. Sonar follows you, so it only plays the direction in the sound in the direction you've moved in, or?
Sonar loop mode. Sonar off. Sonar goes in both directions at once.
Sonar goes in both directions at once, which is what I have it set to.
Sonar loop mode.
Also, with Sonar's loop mode, you can adjust Sonar speed.
Fast. Neptune loops onto the game.
Fast.
Medium.
Medium.
Slow.
Slow.
Super fast.
And super fast.
Sonar follows you. Sonar off. Sonar step mode, Sonar follow, Sonar goes in both. Now, if you use your spire, you will... Neptune, this connection is sponsored by NKMC. Now, if you use your spire, you will see a narrow platform you need to land on. As you move through the air on this jump, listen for the sonar, which will play a short double beep when you are over a platform. Once you hear it, stop moving. If you overshoot, you can move backwards in the air to land on the platform.
Yes.
Repeat this a few more times and then we'll continue. Air, 2 feet.
So... That beep is when the platform on the
air... Air, 1 feet, metal 4, 11 feet. Air, 2 feet, metal 4, 7 feet. Air, 2 feet, metal 4.
Whoa. Whoops. I just fell and died.
Air, 6 feet, metal 4, 8 feet. Air, 3 feet, metal 4, 8 feet. Air, 2 feet, metal 4, 19 feet, checkpoint, 21 feet.
Oh, 18 dial jump, maybe problem.
Door, 4 feet, door. Head back to the level menu. Go on to step back and go on to the next level.
Let's go to the next
level. Paper, you're now going to learn how the camera works. The camera is an alternative to using the spire. To use your camera, hold down G and use your arrows to look one tile at a time. The camera is limited to things you can see from your current location, so it can't go through opaque walls or doors, and you can scan out of hearing range.
You can, yes. So... You can see the metal here. This is the paper, and the beep plays when there's a player on the square you're scanning. And here it's going up into air, and... This is air, so I'm looking above me, and below me is air. And to my right,
a piece of paper,
is
press enter to read it.
Platform.
That's the edge of this platform. If you walk to the right, you will fall and die. Olympus, no man is here. Use your camera to locate the next platform that is above or below you, which is why you can't see it with the spire.
Yes, spire can only see in straight lines. Now, the way
Neptune,
I do
I.
this...
Neptune, I. All 70 Neptune. Use your camera, Neptune, I. Chat, I. I. Neptune, boost.
Anyways, back to the game. Like, distracted while I'm chatting.
Nothing in this direction.
I actually do not use camera for this. I use spire.
I see that guy's creating Russian maps lore.
But, I'll explain about that later. How you're supposed to do this is, move your camera up. Oh, one up and one right. So we can just
on the first platform. Here. Sometimes people will be generous, but other times things might get a little pretty. Pancake flies off. See how you go finding the next couple platforms. Air, 5 feet. As 5 tiles is your jump height, most camera scans will be within 5 tiles up or down. 7 tiles is the most number of tiles you can fall without taking damage. We set up the next platform for you. It's up and to the right of it. See if you can find it. 100.
Oops. Oh, also, while you have. Holding G, you can press B to see to have what's on the square read out to you.
Metal 9 with caveat 10, 241, right here.
And the coordinates and how many tiles away from you it is. Which is useful. So
metal 9, 13, 243, right 3 and above 2. Air 5 feet, metal.
Oops.
201 X1 tile hazard 6. Metal 9, metal 9, 1 feet, leaving a piece of paper. Air, 2 feet.
Okay, not above me then.
Metal 9, 28, 242, right 5 and below 1.
Yes,
okay. You're doing great so far. After this jump, it's going to get a lot prettier as the platforms will zigzag. Make sure to use your camera and scan in all directions so you don't miss the next platform.
Actually, in a bit here, I will be leaving this tutorial. I won't be covering everything in it because some of it I'll explain, some of it we don't need to know for this recording. It's only a basic demo. After which I'll be showing off some of my favorite challenge and exploration maps to kind of highlight what we do here.
Nice, you're done zigging and zagging now. Now the next platform is above you and pretty far away. You have to do a lot of scanning around to find it. Luckily the platform is above you so you can see it with your spire. In order to see it with the spire, you need to jump up. The spire can only scan directly to the right of you, remember, so you will want to press shift plus right arrow quickly and repeatedly while in the air until you see the platform.
Right, it just explained what I was gonna in a second there. That's my method.
If you miss the message, use the right bracket key to navigate the speech history and then browse the items in the buffer.
Yes.
Nothing in this direction.
Oh, all I can just use my speech history add-on.
Metal 14 feet, air 22 feet.
Metal 14 features.
Wow, nice, you successfully landed on that platform. The final mechanic of this level is a rather peculiar one called phasing. If you hold the up arrow key, your character will always try to climb up an extra tile. This matters sometimes while jumping. For example, your maximum height is 5 tiles. If you hold the up arrow key while jumping and there's a platform 6 tiles above you, you will be able to land on that platform. Holding the up arrow key also lets you break out of a fall if you manage to just barely clip a platform you need to land on. If you're jumping, holding up arrow will give you an extra tile of movement in many cases.
Yes, but I would also like to mention that if you're jumping and trying to make a 20 tile jump or something, holding up arrow will, and if there's no platforms above you, holding up arrow will not let you make a 21 tile jump. I was actually under the impression it would for the longest time, but it never did. So this only works if there's a platform right above your reach.
That can be a good or a bad thing, but use it to your advantage. Now hold the up arrow and jump onto a platform 6 tiles above you. Use your spire or camera to find where it is.
Yes.
Air, 3 feet. Nothing in this direction. Air, 1 feet. That can be a good or a bad thing, but use it to your advantage. Now hold the up arrow and jump onto a platform 6. Nothing. Air, 1 feet.
Oh.
Metal 6, 62, 261, right 2 and above 6.
There we go.
Go to the next level. Go back to level menu. Activate this on now. Lock. Go to the next level. We need to go to the next level.
Play a few more of these.
Ultimate SD1, this level is all about hazards. Hazards are the quickest way to die. Walking, jumping, or ramping onto hazards will kill you and take you back to the last checkpoint if you previously collected one. The spire can detect hazards and will tell you their length and height. Hazards will need to be jumped over, but that is not always the case. We've placed some hazards to the right at the checkpoint, so you're safe. Go ahead and jump to hazards.
Yes, some hazards you can't jump over.
Metal 15, 1 feet, 4x1 tile hazard, 4 feet. 7x2 tile hazard, 2 feet. Checkpoint 3 feet. There's a really long hazard. You'll need to make a running jump over it. If you have the sonar enabled, it will make a bleep sound if you're currently above a hazard. So continue moving right through the air until you hear the standard platform sound.
Right.
17x1 checkpoint 3 feet.
17.
So you've seen and heard some hazards. Hopefully they weren't too difficult for you to jump.
No.
Sometimes you may come across hazards that don't make a sound at all. You can use your sonar, which will keep as you approach, and the spire to announce the exact location to jump over the hazard.
Actually, I will go step further. That's very common in this game. Most hazards don't have sounds, which is something that took me a long time to get used to, because I keep freely walking without looking and waiting for something to show up at some sound for me.
There's a silent hazard to jump over somewhere around here. Checkpoint 1 feet, 7x2 time hazard, 5 feet. 1x4 time hazard, 1 feet. Checkpoint 3 feet, 6. Nice, you got over both hazards.
Yep.
If you thought those were difficult, you are in for an unpleasant surprise, because hazards don't always wait for you to jump over them. Hazards move between 2 points, either flowing gradually or jumping between the 2. The first hazard here moves slowly from left to right. You will want to jump over when it gets close.
See, hazards, those are moving hazards, by the way. Not all hazards move. That's not how it works. But, yep, there are moving hazards.
Nice, you got over both hazards.
And that's not how we deal with them. See, you can hear them moving away from you. They move back and forth between 2 points, that's it.
This one moves up and down. Instead of jumping over it, you will have to run past it while it's not on the ground. Wait till the hazard begins to get quieter and begin moving. If you switch your sonar to loop mode with shift plus F3, you will be able to hear when the hazard is on the ground, as it will beep steadily on your right. As soon as that beep goes away, start running to get past the danger.
Yes.
Sonar loop mode. The next hazard appears and disappears periodically. Head past it while it's gone, since it's too tall to jump. You don't have time to run past it, but you can easily clear it by jumping, since you can move much faster in the air. You can use the spire while the hazard is on to see how tall it is. Checkpoint, 12x10 time hazard, 4 feet, checkpoint.
Yes, you can't clear this one.
Checkpoint, 2 feet. Go back to level select. Go to the next level.
Let's
go to the next level. Sonar follow you. You have already seen plenty of simple doors in this tutorial. Now we are going to check out some fun things that doors can do for you. If you head to the right, you will encounter an automatic door. Just walk onto its tile to be transported. You can also jump over it if you don't think it will be useful to you. Door 5 feet, checkpoint 7 feet, air 9 feet, door to wall 37 feet. 5, door 2 feet, checkpoint. 6, 3, 9, 65, 3, door 2 feet, check.
Oh, that will just take me back.
Air 2 feet, door to wall 30 feet. Yeah, I may have forgotten to tell you, but not all doors are good. Luckily, you got over that one.
Yeah, no.
Another automatic door is coming up, but this time you'll have to fall onto it. Find it with the detection menu, which you can access by pressing D.
Yes.
Object door left 3, but door right 3 and below 4.
Oh, also worth noting that camera cannot find doors. Which many map creators...
Object command always went away.
Many map creators use...
Checkpoint 1 feet, passage. Passage endpoint 5 feet, generic 6 walls, 6 feet. Doors are nice for transporting you from one place to another. While traveling via 4, you are immune to any hazards you pass over and are not impeded by walls.
Yep.
Passages are another door-like object you will see. A passage has 2 endpoints. If you press enter on the closed endpoint, it will open a straight line of tiles. There's a wall to your right with a passage endpoint before it. The endpoint opens a passage going to the right through the bottom of the wall.
Of air, I believe there can be air passages, but... It's not
very common. Passages are only available to paid players. A vertical passage can be used to break a wall.
Yes, only available to build for paid players, to be clear. Anyone can play.
If you use the detection menu now, you will see that there is a passage endpoint below you. Fall off this platform and press the enter key quickly to open the passage under you. Neptune poops out of the game. Be careful though, because if you press too quickly, you will close the passage after opening it and continue falling.
Oh, yes.
Checkpoint 2 feet, air.
I don't want
to
do that.
Open passage and passage endpoint, right 3 and below 3, at 40.
Okay, right 3 below 3.
Air, 3 feet.
Oops.
Nothing in this direction.
And I just did that.
40, 347 in the air. Face, air, 3 feet. North.
Hey, why?
Passage endpoint, 0 feet. Nothing in this direction. Nothing in this 100x metal 15, 17x. 100x one time hazard, 1 feet, metal 15, 7.
That's so weird.
Passage endpoint 4 feet. Open passage endpoint 5 feet.
Which is
concrete 9, 1 feet. Door 3 wall 8.
Oh, like a
metal tube. Open passage endpoint 3 feet. Door 2 wall 4 feet.
Right. A passage leading off a passage. That's also pretty common.
Go to the next level. I'm gonna go. Very nice job. Pretty much all there is to say about doors.
Alright. We will be quitting that, which by the way, you can quit maps. I won't be going into how you quit maps and stuff like that because like it's all in the documentation, and if I was talking about this all, it would take forever. But basically you can type /suicide in chat box, and you also can assign script keys, which is what I've done. And I won't be talking extensively about script keys, as I said, because we will be here forever if I do that. Anyways, let's check out some
challenge maps.
So I hope you all understood how FBYW works now. Basically, if you are still a bit confused, that makes sense. That's okay. Before we do anything else, I'm also going to show you
Sonar Learn by Spider-Maniac, 122 likes, updated 24 weeks ago.
Sonar Learn, which is a map which tells you all about how the sonar works.
This map for a menu was requested by a player, and I figured it could be beneficial to everyone. I hope it helps, and I hope my explanations aren't piss poor.
Yeah, no.
This is a sound for a hazard. To listen, press enter.
Living at above or nearing a hazard.
This is a sound for when you are coming up on air or you have jumped into the air. It's tricky to explain. The point is, it deals with air.
Yeah, it's when you come up on air, not when you jump into it. So, glad.
This is a sound for when a tile is beneath you. It's especially useful for long jumps onto a single tile. It also indicates tile changes when walking on solid ground made up of more than one surface. This is a sound for when you are approaching or are over a wall.
Yep.
This is a sound for when you are approaching an upward staircase. This is a sound for when you are approaching a downward staircase. This is a sound for when you are approaching or jumping over a vanishing platform. This will play when you are approaching the space where a vanishing platform should be and when one is currently there.
Alright, I haven't showed those of you. Vanishing platforms.
Press enter to leave and go back to main.
But we'll get to
go data loop.
Why is this taking such a long time to load?
The main cabin.
Okay. So before we do anything else, I'm going to show off a bunch of Techie's main. We won't be going all the way through it, but we will be going through it a bit because then you all can.
Here, exit, or you could say entrance. We put it here to protect our beautiful floors, which aren't even beautiful because they don't look like anything at all. They're just audio files that play through your headphones or speakers, but sure. To exit the main cabin, press enter. Taking a step through the door, I'm so proud of you. If you want to go back inside, then please press enter. Actually, don't, it's boring in there, really, it's boring. A ladder that was just put here for some random reason.
You have a sense of humor in this game. I mean,
roof of main building, cabin, whatever.
So I'm not a building, there's nothing up here.
The ladder that was just
I'm just gonna fall down.
Concrete 21, 37 feet, wall 38 feet.
I'm just gonna fall down.
98%, 49,000, 20 of 50,000.
Yeah, a bunch of health. I mean, where did your health actually reheals?
98.3%, 49,145, 98.4%, 40.
Think, yeah, it does.
The concrete path of Techie's main. The teleporter, where does it go? Nobody knows. Hey, that sort of rhymes, but who gives a fuck? 49, 0 on the roof of the main lounge. Don't fall, because if you do, you're gonna get really hurt or not. Somehow on this map, you can survive falling 100 feet and be just fine. You can walk away like nothing happened. Totally realistic. The teleporter to get down safely. Not like you don't get down safely by falling. I mean, you can survive falling from here, so I guess this is pointless, but whatever. 51, on the roof of the main lounge. Don't, the teleporter to get down safely. Not like you don't get down safely by falling. I mean, the concrete path. But 49, 0 on the floor. Press enter to go into the main lounge.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's.
At the doorway, press enter to leave the first floor of the main lounge.
Show the lounge improperly.
First floor of the main lounge.
In here, if I do not mistake
nice,
things,
comfortable couch.
You can voice chat, as I'm doing right now by pressing and holding O. So, hello, test, whatever. Should not be playing it back to me?
You can voice chat, as I'm doing right now by pressing and holding O.
So, you can hear me.
Hello, test, whatever.
And you can hear my keyboard because that thing is really loud. So I was holding O while I spoke. You can also TTS chat, which puts a message through a spoken TTS message.
First floor of the main lounge, another soft chair.
By pressing Alt slash.
The back door, press enter to leave the lounge. First floor to ride the elevator up to the second floor, press enter. First floor of the.
What's that number?
The right elevator up to the right elevator. First floor of the main lounge. 5:01 p.m.
Okay, 5:01.
Carpet floor, floor 17. Second floor main lounge. The right elevator to second floor main lounge. Second floor main. Uncomfortable, awful, and worthless plastic. Uncomfortable, awful, and worthless plastic chair. Probably placed here as an afterthought. Oh. Second. Second floor main lounge. A chair with absolutely nothing special about it. Well, I mean, there is one thing special, and that is when you log in here at coordinate 69. What? 69. 16. Second.
Okay.
A chair that's different from the others for some reason. More comfortable, not as comfortable, I don't know. Second. A comfortable chair.
Second. This one sounds softer, chair. So I guess.
Second.
The other one is. Not so.
A window to jump out of it. Press enter of Teddy's name.
Hold on.
A known area. 45. A known area of Teddy's name. A concrete pad.
That was...
A teleporter, there does it. A teleporter, there on the roof of the main, on the roof of the main, on the roof of the main lounge. A known area.
Oh, did not mean to jump off, but...
Grass, 82 feet, wall, 83 feet.
That's okay, I'm good.
Then grass to a forest of Teddy's main.
Entrance
to a large forest of Teddy's main.
And what trees? Jump on the
trees
like
a
monkey.
Oh no.
Or something.
The mid-air is a large
oh,
large.
No.
All random.
You can jump
in
on the tallest tree.
A cool, 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 the top, the mid-air isn't good, the mid-air isn't good, of Teddy's main, the top of the tree, please don't fall, okay, of Teddy's main. Air, 6 feet, branch staircase, 20 feet, air, the mid-air isn't good.
Oh, there's no tree up there.
A really tall, tree, maybe you should find out what is at the top, oh boy, climbing this will be. A really tall tree, maybe you should find out what is at the top, oh boy, climbing this will be fun, of Teddy's main.
Yep.
Entering exit in the treehouse. Entering exit.
Sonar?
Sonar off, sonar goes in both, sonar doesn't, sonar yeah. Sonar follows you, sonar goes in both directions, sonar off, sonar step both.
No,
an old treehouse of Teddy's name, an old treehouse of Teddy's name. An old treehouse of Teddy's name, an old treehouse of Teddy's name. Entering right into the treehouse, number is here. An old treehouse. Ladder of Teddy's name. Roof of treehouse, careful, don't you fall or do, see if I care, it's not like you'll die, SDYW logic protects you. The midair isn't good, ramp staircase, 81 feet, wall, 81 feet.
I actually legit did not mean to fall back
then. A large voice.
Oh no.
94.3%, 47,133 of 50,000. A large force of
Teddy's
main.
Okay, enough of this, because...
Main menu.
You all don't need to see me exploring. Now, let's do some challenge maps. How about? Let's do some challenges. Oh, before that, let's show off the store, actually. So you can buy stuff in the store with coins.
And
I find my coins.
Books, gray with white butter or candy, chocolate bar, chocolate fuck coins. You have 271,477,277.
15,000. Okay,
cushion for 2,000 coins. You can buy 135,738. Description: when you buy this and activate in your inventory, it will protect you from a fall by some percent.
I wish I knew how much percent that was.
Protective gear for 5,000 coins. You can buy 54,295. Description: when you buy this and activate in your inventory, it will protect you from a fall by some percent. This is slightly more effective than the cushion.
I don't know why. I always use protective gears, but I don't know why it doesn't tell you.
Jump shoes for 10,000 coins. You can buy 27,147. Mm-hmm. Description: allows you to jump slightly higher. Running shoes for 16,666 coins. You can buy 16,289. Description allows you to run faster. Hook for 33,333 coins. You can buy 8144. Description allows you to hook up the flat button above your horse directional. E.G. If facing left, it will hook up and left.
Yes, hook is very important.
Hook extension for 4,000 coins. You can buy 67,869. Description allows your hook to go an extra 10 squares with each extension.
My extensions.
Super jump shoes for 50,000 coins. You can buy 5429. Description allows you to jump higher.
I can buy a bunch of them.
Super running shoes for 66,666 coins. You can buy 4072. Description allows you to run faster.
What's the price?
Hyper jump shoes for 333,333 coins. You can buy 814. Description allows you to jump much, much higher. Hyper running shoes for 416,666 coins. You can buy 651. Description allows you to run much, much faster.
Yes.
SDYW batch for 666,666 coins. You can buy 407. Description, a collector's item. Contributor suit for 2 million coins. You can buy 135. Description, an item that can give you special powers on maps you are a contributor of. Potion for 333
coins. Right. You can enter, press enter on those things and buy them. Also, you navigate your inventory with tab and shift tab and press shift enter to use an item. Trouble is, I'll have trouble demonstrating this. Let me demonstrate those hyper shoes real quick because.
Full cat and Ricochi cushions, dark boots, hat, donuts, drum shoes, energy drink, extra Phillips, and firecrack, lip protect,
lion. Also, I have a ton of fake items, which is.
Red, giant heavens, hero book, full book, extend forces, you have 9. Full cave, can, hyper drum, hyper jump shoes, hyper drum shoes, hyper jump shoes, 50 of 119.
Hyper jump shoes, there we go. Also ignore those random descriptions, they're not important to the game. See, I can jump that high with hyper jump shoes.
Hyper cameos, 15, okay. Hyper running shoes.
Anyway, hyper running shoes.
Stairs,
I can literally zoom around the map. Which is really useful, though most maps turn them off. Now, off to some challenges, and I won't be talking as much here, because, yeah, I won't be talking as much here. Let me go through some of my...
From medium chat challenge party, reward for Amazon Treble, reward for Tiny Kingdom, 3D map, reward the Tropical Jungle, reward 60,000 coins created by Volcomer and Jonin, 5 likes.
Let's do this, this is fun.
Go, the Tropical Jungle. Hi and welcome to this small challenge, enjoy. Rescue 1 feet, air 6 feet. Air 1 feet, rescue 6 feet, air 9 feet, rescue. Air 3 feet.
Okay, so we have to do a jump with the wall on top
of it. Air 1 feet, rescue 8 feet, pass it. The topic is small bridge.
Let's open the bridge.
The topical jungle. Checkpoint 4 feet, air. Air 1 feet, grass wall 36 feet. Copy the content. Checkpoint 17. Air 4 feet, rope staircase 43 feet.
So I'll just fall off.
Air 3 feet, rope staircase 30.
A jump off, which I always prefer doing. Yeah, no, because it's a drop off. If you fall off, there's no getting back if it's unsafe.
165, 70, air, 1 feet.
If you jump off.
Air, 4 feet.
Okay, move off.
Swimming tube, 66 feet.
That's from where we catch that.
Air, 3 feet, grass, 20. Air, 3 feet, balloon, doors.
Whoa.
Oh, that
air, 9 feet, rock. Air, 2 feet, rock. Air, 1 feet, ladder, 3, 5 feet.
Now there are two
launches. Travel point domain, 8.
You can skip right over that one.
Nice job, you have gained 55,886 coins, important sign.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. Let's do something like...
Hello, welcome to this map.
No, I'm not gonna do that again.
Make challenge map. Challenge last page. Copy challenge 1. Have your KWF4 copies challenge next page. Challenge
map. Yet.
KWF435 midterm presentation. KWF435 final presentation. Hazardless challenge.
Yeah, let's do this one. This is a great map by.
KWF435 final presentation. Hazardless challenge. 3D map. Reward 975,000 coins. Created by Key Was Full. For
life. Key Was Full. This is a great map by Key Was Full. Key Was Full actually made a bunch of great maps, but I don't have the energy to play through them all right now.
You are working through the KWF435 final presentation that the core students have produced. They have set up a speaker that plays the sounds of the auditorium in which they are presented. It sounds like the other students are thoroughly uninterested in your suffering because they have already watched dozens of these presentations. Hello and welcome to our final presentation. Our names are Tim, Gertrude, Lauren, and Lauren. I know that's confusing, but like, we thought it would be good to, make a map that didn't have a hazard on it. So, let's get on with it. Next slide, please. As you can see, the player starts with only 71 health, meaning he will just barely die due to fall damage. First, the player climbs up the stairs so that he is 8 feet above the ground, which is the minimum height that fall damage is taken. 100%, 71 of 70.
I guess you can't use protective gears on this thing.
Pop, pop, pop.
See, now you can climb up.
Oh, one magic finish. Pop, pop, pop.
There's a checkpoint. It's a curve jump here. Just forget.
Air. 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 8. You are looking through the gate.
Yeah, forget how I do this.
Air 2 feet, rocker 3 wall. Air 1 feet, more wall, 4 feet. Air 1 feet, rocker 3 wall, 8 feet.
Oh!
Metal 7, 11, 2, 8, right 9.
Right. So, for the curve jump, you have to go around and do some turns while in the middle of a jump.
Air 2 feet, more work. Hop, hop. More work.
Which is really fun, by the way. I love curve
jumps. Air 2 feet, more wall, 5 feet. Air 16, 3, 12, right 1 and above, air 6.
Okay.
Last 7 wall, 1 feet, up, checkpoint, front 6 and above, 3, attraction, front 6
and above.
Air 17, 8, 14, right 1 and front 5. Metal 7, 16, 9, 14, and front 6 and above, 3. 16, 3, 11, wall. 17, 9, 10 in the air, left 1 and above, 9.
Whoops.
Air 2 feet, 4 wall.
Didn't do it
quick enough. Up, 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 air 1 feet, up, 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 air 1 feet, lower, up. Up, up, up. Up.
Oh my god,
oh no. Nothing in this direct 11.
Come
on. Up.
Come
on. Air 1 feet, come wall 5 feet.
The thing is, I usually do so much better than this.
17.
Like. No.
Seventeen. Up.
Oh.
Up.
Yeah, so much better than this.
Come on,
I challenge Max, but like the moment I start recording.
Up. Up. Point above nine.
Got to start feeling about
me. Wall repeat. Air repeat. 17, 9. Wall 5.
Admittedly, I always found the jump a bit tricky.
Come wall 1.
Oh, there we go, finally.
Last 7 wall 1 feet, passage endpoint 0.
Oh, let's go.
Middle 1 feet, passage end.
Okay,
air 1 feet.
Where
am I watching? Air. Up, open passage end, open passage, open passage, open passage end, passage end, passage end point right 2, in front 24, and low.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Vanishing
touch on here, but...
Oh no.
Metal 4 feet. Metal 7 feet. 13, 15, 9 in the air. Basic. 18 feet, 16, 9. Air 13, 15, 14. Left 3 of them. Metal, metal. Air 13, metal 13, 15, 19. Left 3 in front 6 and above 5.
What's this?
Whoa.
Metal 10 feet. 13, 15.
Is this a vanishing?
Last 7 wall, 1 feet. 16, 10, 14. 16, 11.
Oh. Oops, I'm supposed to.
Metal, 13.
Oh.
Concrete 9, 1 feet, metal.
It's right, the platform before.
Oh no.
The platform before the vanishing.
Right. Last 7 wall. Last 7 wall, 1 feet. Air, 1 feet. 16, 11. 13, 15.
There we go.
Oh no.
Why can't I? Oh, let's
last 7 wall, 1 feet.
Supposed to...
Air, 1 feet.
Okay.
14,
oh, no.
14, 13, 15.
Get why I'm failing at this moment. You're supposed to spam jump now.
Air, 1 feet. 13, 15.
Even if there's a wall above...
Oh, no.
A platform. If you spam spacebar, you move quicker. Long story.
Air, 1 feet. 14, 13, 15, 17.
Something about moving at the same time as you jump.
Left 7 wall, 1.
Moving a couple squares.
Air, 1 feet.
It also means you can do some really short jumps under the wall.
Air, 3 feet. Up checkpoint, left 1, tracking checkpoint. No points of emphasis, left 14 above 1. Air, 1 feet, metal wall, 2 feet. Air, 1 feet, left 8 wall, 1.
Okay, how
is this? Up checkpoint, right 4, left 7, and low 1, but a tracking passage endpoint.
Oh my god, this is
right 4, left 7, air, 2 feet.
Air, 1 feet, so metal wall,
right 3, left 7, and low 1. Right 1.
Oh no.
Left 2, left 1 and above.
You're supposed to open that passage endpoint and not die somewhere.
Air, 1 feet.
Because passes...
Oh no.
Stay open even after you die if there's another player on the map with you. But if you're alone, you have to reopen them...
Oh no.
Every time you die, and this map is really unfair with you. But it's a really cool map too, so...
Air, 1 feet.
I forget.
Air, 3 feet. Up to passage endpoint, right 3, different back. Right 3, different 7, and low 1. Right.
Oh
one,
no.
Right 1 above. Above 9.
Feeling so good.
Oh no.
Oops.
Oh no. Oh no.
No!
17, 11, air, 1 feet, air, 1 feet, air, 1 feet, last 7 wall, last 7 wall, 9 feet.
I'm down here, yeah, that's no good.
Last 7 wall, 1 feet. Air, 1 feet. Air, 3 feet. Up to passage endpoint, right back. Air, 1 feet.
Because I'm gonna go right first.
Oh, no.
Oh, I almost
got
it.
Last 7 wall, 1 feet.
Also,
no clear. Last 7 wall, 1 feet.
Okay. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Air, 3 feet. Up at the checkpoint, right 3, in front of the dragon. Divide 1.
Oh, no.
You are not tracking anything.
Oops.
Last 7 wall, 1 feet.
Oh no.
Oops, I would have spammed him faster than that.
Harry Potter came to play. Air, 3 feet. Up, passage, right knee.
Oh no.
Nothing in this direction. Air, 3 feet. Off passage info back. No points of interest, that's right 3, in front 7.
Oh no.
Line 2 and above 6.
As I mentioned before, overshooting is very real and
air, 3 feet.
Very...
Off passage info.
Oh no.
In front 3 and above 2.
Like, it'll almost certainly happen to you if you just took your time and like...
Left 8 wall, air, 3 feet. Up at the 10 point, back in. Right 3, in front 7, and low 1. Low 5.
Oh no.
Open passage, air, 1 feet.
Finally.
Nothing, 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 air, 1 feet. Up, open passage, open passage, checkpoint, left 4, in front 7, and above 3, attracting left 4. Chasm. Metal, 14, air, metal, 14, 42, 20, left. Left 4, in front 7. But you're not tracking anything.
Oh, I got it!
Air, 1 feet.
Made it.
Concrete staircase, and they are air 1 feet. Nothing, 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 nothing in this direction. A few, air 1 feet. A few curved stairs, sound okay, W.
Stairs? Oh.
Air 2 feet. Air 1 feet.
This
spot. Open passage endpoint, right 4 sign, left open passage endpoint, right 4 and behind 10. Assign, left 6, in front 6. Track, air 3 feet. Left 4, in front 6, and low 6. In front 2 and below. In front 1 and below 1. Point your somar forward and move both. Air 1 feet, front wall, 8 feet, somar does not follow you.
Again?
You are working through the chain.
There's a platform there. Okay, now, what's going on,
somehow
I think, is you're moving up and down.
Up, passage endpoint, door, left 1, in front 13, and low 13, but 7, passage endpoint, end 9, behind, door, left 1, passage endpoint, left 2, in front 4, and above 3. Left 2, and below.
And you're trying to line up.
Up, passage endpoint, left 2, and above.
With this passage.
Front wall, 1 feet.
and open it when you reach its height. But you're traveling inside a wall somehow. I don't quite understand this part. Oh, and you can step out now since you opened the passage.
Open passage, open passage sign, then front 8 and above 6, a tracking sign.
In front 8 and above 6, how am I supposed to get there? That's even like...
Air. Air, 12, 70, 17, right 5 and then front 8. Air 7. Welcome, 8, 66, 18, right 1, in front. Data above 6. Air open passage 10 points. 1 piece. Front wall. 2 piece.
Oh,
6.
No.
72. 7. 72. Metal 21 wall. 50 metal 4. 2 piece. Concrete staircase.
Oh.
Conveyor belt. Air 1 piece. Metal wall. 12 piece. Air 1 piece.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You are working through it. Concrete
staircase.
You're
supposed to go there yet.
Air 1 piece. Air 1 piece. Air 1 piece.
That's actually the next challenge.
Air, 3 feet. Air, 1 feet. Opposite passage end point, sign, left passage sign, track. Left 4. Left 1, and front 1 and below. Air, 1 feet, front wall.
Also, this... This is a noise.
You are working through the gate. Front wall, 1 feet, opposite passage end point, and front 1 and below. Five, 62, 20, left 2 and above 3.
Oh, it's right there!
Oh no.
Oops.
Okay, air, 1 feet. Air, 1 feet.
Oh no.
A few curved stairs down. Concrete staircase. Air, 3 feet. Air, 1 feet. Air, 3 feet. You are working a few curves. Front wall, air, 1 feet. Front wall, 8 feet. Point yourself. You are working through the gate. Autumn pops out of nowhere. Front wall, 1 piece. Air. Air, 1 piece. Air, 1 piece. Front wall. Air.
Really.
Developer Granger has launched the gate. Air, 1 feet.
Okay.
Open passage endpoint. Open passage sign. Right 2, in front 8. And above 3, at 7. Scratches right 2, in front 8. Air, 7, 70, 21. Right 2, in front 8. And above 1. Air, 7, 70, 21. Right 2, in front 8. And above 1.
Oh, there's a wall.
Krasny is leaving you. You are not tracking
anything.
Metal 4 staircase, 1 feet, up checkpoint, right 1 at the tracking checkpoint. Climbing up the stairs. You are working through the gate. Metal 4 staircase, above 2. Climbing up the stairs. You are working.
I'll do that checkpoint first.
Okay, so we found another thing. It's called pressure plates. Basically, if the player steps on the pressure plate when it's on, he will die. Climbing up the stairs. Stone 3 wall, stone 3 wall, 11 feet. Metal 4. Stone 3 wall.
I still don't know
metal 4,
how
metal 4, metal 4, metal 4, metal 4, metal 4, 8, 71.
But if you step on it.
Stone 3 wall. Metal 4, 8, 71, 26 on metal 4. Facing, you are working through the 7, 99, 6 in the air.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
Climbing up the stairs. Metal 4, 8, 71, 38.
Like
you are working to climb up the, nothing in this direction. You are working through the KW, left 435, by the metal 4 staircase. You are working climbing up the, nothing in this direction. Screen wall, 2 feet. Air, 2 feet. Up, checkpoint right 5 and the front 6. Attack. Right up. Not working. In front 1. In front 1. About 6. Metal. Check. Not left. Metal 4 staircase. 1. Line.
What?
Something wall. 2. Metal.
Okay.
Work, climbing up the stairs. Work in. Climbing up the.
Okay.
No, climbing.
I don't know.
Work in, climbing up.
Show the
screen
world.
Wall, 3D. Armory, 3D. Air, 4D. Object, men, checkpoint. Right 6 and the dragon. Right 6 and the front 6. Air, 2D. Air, 2D.
I did not.
Right 5 and the front 5. Not working. Low 3.
Okay.
Air, 1D. Metal 10. 2D. Air, 3D. Metal
10. Oh god, this part. So, as I mentioned before, you can do jumps under walls.
Metal 10, 3D, concrete stair. Air, 1D, metal 10, 3D, air.
And this involves jumps under
air,
walls.
Air, 1D, metal 10, 5D, air. Up. More walls, 6D.
Wow,
air, 1D.
So
up. More wall, 4D. Air, 1D. Up. Air, 1D, metal 10. Up. Air, 2D. Air, 1D. Up, floor, right 4, in front 5, and low back. Right 4, in front 5, and low 7. Air, 1 feet. Air, 1 feet. Right 4, in front. Right 4, in front 5, and low 7. Up. Right 4, low 1.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to fall onto that, but I could do a partial.
Right 1 feet,
oh, this guy.
So, well, yeah, you're about halfway finished. I know you want to go ahead and lunch. I mean, even if you're talking for well, I don't know really, but like, next we set up some jump-off belts, and basically the only way to get through them is to, like, point the sonar to the left of the rookie mode, or I mean, blue mode, yeah, blue mode, so that the player can hear the next belt.
Okay.
So, that's not
true, but basically, when you hear a platform to the left, you jump off.
What?
Oh, not like that.
Air, 4 feet, metal
3 feet. Oh, vanishing. The vanishing belt. How you deal with this by running back? And just spam. Space.
As a checkpoint.
Okay, now you're open.
Air.
Oops, no, not like that.
What?
Okay, not like that.
Right, passage endpoint, right 5, passage endpoint, right 10, floor, right 50, passage endpoint, left 12, and then left 12, and front 27, left 12, and front 25, passage end, passage 4, passage endpoint, left 18, and then front, passage endpoint, left 16, and then front 47, but 19, what happened, side, 1, 2,
I will track this, but I can check it later.
Passage door, right to passage endpoint, left 12, back. Left 12 and front 30. Up.
Oops.
Lower, right, passage, passage door, passage endpoint, left 6, back. Up. Nothing to disturb. Lower, right, passage door, passage endpoint, left 16, back. Passage door, passage endpoint, back. Left 16 and front 43. 28. Nothing in this. Metal 3. 31, 88, 45. Object time, passage endpoint, door, right 11, passage end, back. left 16 and left 13.
I messed up. After that,
Before I step onto the bed.
Left 30, 80, 31. Wait, why can't I
play metal 3, metal 18. You are up, not at as a 10 point, left 16.
I'm lacking anyway. Oh, okay.
Up.
Oh, overshot again.
You are up, time, as a pass, a door, as a 10 point, left 16. As a door, as a 10 point, as air, 5 feet. Up. Metal 3, conveyor belt, 4 feet. Up, 9, as a door, as a 10 point, as a... Up. Chance, 11. Up to 9, as a 10 point, right 6, door, right 11, as a 10 point, right... 35, 95, 128 on loadless, facing backwards.
Yeah,
there's wall. Checkpoint left, floor left, checkpoint, at top, at floor right 11, as a 10 point, right 6, into floor, as a 10 point, left 6, right and pass.
Wall. Conveyor belts.
Left 5 in front, left 5 in front, 14. Checkpoint 1 feet.
There we go, finally.
Air 1 feet. Nothing in this direction. Air up.
Oops.
Concrete 6 feet. Up. Metal 2, 9 feet. Metal 10, 34, 35 feet.
Well,
it
swings faster faster.
Air 1 feet. Checkpoint right 6, in front 10, and above 3, track air 2 feet. Air 2 feet. Right 5, in front 9, and low 10, right 5, in front 9. Left 1, behind 1, and below. Low 9.
So you can fall on the checkpoint, but still live.
Air 5 feet.
As the tutorial. Now what that was...
Sonar steps, sonar goes in both directions at once.
...was a moving platform going up through some vanishing platforms, so that when the vanishing platforms appeared, if I didn't jump, I would be on the vanishing platform and not go on up with the moving platform. The moving platform would kind of deposit me on the vanishing platform, and when the vanishing platform vanished, I would fall down, so I had to jump. Now,
air 3 feet. Concrete 13, 1 feet. Air 1 feet. Plastic floor wall 8 feet. Up. Plastic floor wall. Air 3 feet.
This doesn't work like
that. Air 20. Concrete for concrete, air, 20, air, 1 feet, plastic floor wall, air, 1 feet.
That's
it. Option travel point remain, right 8 in front 8, after passing right 8
in front 8. Right 8 in front 8, but how am I supposed to?
Concrete 13, air, 30, air. Concrete 13, 1 feet, plastic, air, 1 feet. Air 6 feet. Air 1 feet. Air 1 feet. Plastic floor wall 3 feet. Air 26, 140, 175. Air 27, 140, 176. Right 3 and above 6.
Can I get on this wall?
26.
Oh, yes, I can.
Right 6 and front 8 and right 4 and right 2 and
whoa.
Right 1, behind, above 9.
Up. Strictly how you're supposed to be blue-cares.
Nothing in this direction.
It's
nothing
the only
in this
way
direction.
I can find.
With concrete 36 feet. With concrete 27 feet.
Oops. And maybe it is
air 5 feet. Air 3 feet. Air 7 feet. Wall 5 feet. Option travel point domain right 2 and track and right 2 and front 2 and air 1 feet. Wall 1 feet. Concrete 13.
Now we can just...
Air 3 feet. Air 7 feet. Wall 5 feet. Up travel point domain, right and travel for right 2 and front 2. Unstaggering, concrete 13, 1 feet. Concrete 10, 32, 100. Right 1 and front 1. The credits begin rolling and the crowd sighs with relief. Press enter to leave. Audience members respond with health claps, then scramble to grab their backpacks along with the rest of them. Tim and Gertrude run over to a large command console that contains a bunch of stupid-looking dials and begin to adjust them, and you pop out and land on the ground with a loud thud that knocks the wind out of you. Lauren comes over and pats you on the back, and Lauren rushes over with a generous serving of casserole that you starve now because you are starving. They all pat you and say, good job, we didn't think you could finish that. You give them frosty glares and then grab your tattered pack and head home. You have gained 973,424 coins. Important sign.
Alright, so... now, I'm gonna finish up soon.
5:37 p.m.
Because it's already 5:30 and I have some stuff to do. I still haven't eaten my snack. Anyway, let's end. Let's end with a speedrun. Why not? Let's just speedrun. I want to speedrun this map. I won't talk, but.
I just want to do one successful speedrun
before I end. Why can't I get the jumping has become odd these days? Okay, fine, at least I got the checkpoint. Okay.
Go back in the world and get your points. Nice job.
Okay. That was not very good speedrun.
Map without speech, player events. Chat dialogue. Enter your cancel. Harry Potter McCann, you finish challenge party in 1 minute and 27.126 seconds. Die in 5. All 1, you okay?
That was a bad speedrun, not just an odd one. But I've got to go. So I guess this is the end. Oh, also, I would just like to explain that this is not the only SPYW recording I will be doing, like, by far. Hopefully, very soon, I will be showing off both building maps and playing more maps. Is more like a very general overview that doesn't cover as much, and just want to, you know, just me playing a challenge map or two, talking sort of about the game, showing off some stuff. I will be focusing on building. I've not forgotten building, and there will be a recording certainly hopefully soon where I will be covering building. And we will be speedrunning more challenge maps. I hope to do SBYW recordings in the future, which contain me speedrunning, building, messing around, maybe chatting, I don't know, stuff like that. I will be recording more SBYW related content. Rest assured, this is not alone and won't be, by far not going to be alone. That being said, though, I do hope you have all enjoyed this recording. It was really fun to make. I know I messed up in a few places, but it's been a great time. I've had a good time. I hope you all have had a good time too. As always, please feel free to give me any feedback, positive or negative, in comments. I would request to keep it constructive, but if you have any issues with me, the way I make these recordings, the way I do like stuff, please let me know. And any suggestions, any comments, please put those in comments. I will be most certainly checking them. And if it's like replying to them, hopefully. That all being said, thank you so much for being here, and see you next time. Bye.